You know, whenever I hear people saying those pyramids must have been made by aliens, if we die today, if there's a cataclysm today and people find an iPhone, an iPad dig somewhere and they have sticks and stones because that's what happens, I think that we have wiped ourselves out time and time again because we evolve more technologically than spiritually and we repeat the same cycles. Again, we forget our history and commit the same mistakes again. So if you have sticks and stones and we find what seems to be a computer, or if you drop a computer on top of the Brazilian, you know, Amazon and the tribes take it, what will they say? Oh, this must have been made by a god or somebody from outside of... Why can't we just say, we just don't know how to make it, but it doesn't have to be from outside?
Again, it's the popular media, it's the popular literature. Eric Van Doniken started all of this with the gods of gods of the gods of the gods in the 70s.
Chariots of the gods, right.
And then Zachariah Sitchin, who, again, I know him. I knew him personally, too. We could talk about Zachariah Sitchin. But again, I was a big follower of Sitchin in the 80s. Again, let's try to make a clarification here, because again, Brian has also dealt with a lot of indigenous people, and the way indigenous people talk about these things is very different the way we talk about it in the modern West. Talk about when people would come to Abdel Hakim and ask him about the alien question, he would always want to not talk about it. Why? Because he thought we were too obsessed with it. The fact is that every indigenous culture you can study will say that we are starseed. We'll all talk about the history that we have come from other stars. This is not our native planet. This is a way planet from many different places. Maybe we are starseeds. Maybe we have been genetically manipulated to create the human race, as Sitchin, as Van Doniken, all these people believe. That is a possibility. But the idea is you insult our ancestors. You just brought up the key point, Mel. Cycle. That is the feature of what we teach in chemetology. It is the main theme of my first book, Land of Osiris. We don't believe in a beginning. We don't believe in an end. It's just interminable cycles. So civilizations have risen and fallen, risen and fallen, risen and fallen. And you're exactly right. When we go through the cycles and we come into the cycle we're in now, which we can discuss the last 5,000 years, we are born with a veil over our eyes. We forget who we are. We have to go through this lifetime and remember who we are. And so we taught by religion that we're one thing. We're taught by academia we're one thing. We all have to find out for ourselves who we are. And again, we don't disdain science. I have 3 degrees in the sciences. So Brian is a trained scientist. We disdain academia. Well, as Brian said, archaeology gets locked into its paradigm. Academia gets locked into its ideas, doesn't want to change, doesn't want to hear anything new. That's not what science is about. Science says it could be this, but it also might be that. Let's gather the evidence and see how much is this and how much is that. Quality, quantity. You do analysis. You do observation. You do repetitive. You do repetitive work. You just don't come up with an idea and say, this is it, unless somebody else can repeat that same idea. We don't disdain science. We love science, but we love pure science. Science which is open to all ideas and possibilities. You gather the evidence, you gather the data. Okay, this theory is better than that theory. We'll go with this one instead of that one. But instead of this locked in, it has to be this, it has to be that. We couldn't do this. Aliens had to be this. Had to, no. And just to correct one of your introductions, I have never been on Ancient Aliens. I have turned them down 3 times because of the way they deal with the subject. Even though I and Hakim would say, yes, we are starseeds. Yes, we are. So it is a conundrum. It is a conflict that people don't understand. When I get on Facebook and I say, no, why are you saying aliens built this? You're denying your own ancestors. We know, Brian and I know, that there were highly advanced humans on this planet in the past who were capable of incredible work in megalithic stone. And it didn't need aliens or lasers or any super technology from space to do it. We were in the senses. We were in a cycle where we were in the highest senses. Hakim taught us we're born with 360 senses. If we are only using 5, what does that say about?
I'm glad that you corrected me on the ancient aliens part, because I was going to say something, but knowing that you declined, and I know, Brian, you've been with them a few times, I was in the History Channel a few years ago, and I was perplexed when I was in the van and the director told me, hey, Mel, by the way, I need you to dumb down what you're going to be saying. And I said, hold it. Please tell me again. Yeah, you need to dumb down what you're going to say. And I said, but I thought that History Channel was the last bastion of intellect. And they started laughing, looking at each other. So And when you know that News Corp and Rupert Murdoch owns History Channel, you wonder how much truth comes out of there. I know there's some truth, there's some fiction, and at the same time, Zachariah Sitchin, you mentioned him. I was, you know, lucky enough to have conducted his last interview before he died.
Wow.
And I also found out that his office was located in the Rockefeller Center, Rockefeller Plaza. And we know for a fact that the Rockefellers are known cultural editors. I wonder how much of what Zachariah Sitchin said was accurate.
So you want more? You want more,
please,
Mel?
Please,
I know a lot more.
Take off your gloves, please.
Okay. First of all, I met him in 1992. We sat down and talked and talked and talked, and my impression immediately was that he was a one-trick pony. Everything was Anunnaki, Nibiru, nothing else. I said, wait a minute, what about the stories about Deveron? This one, serious? No, Anunnaki. Okay, one-trick pony. I also am very good friends with Barbara Hand Clough, who also was a student of Hakim. In fact, it was Barbara Hand Clough who first took me to the Arion House in 1992. So Barbara said to me, she was the one who brought Sitchin into the public light. He had a contract with this ridiculous company, Avon Books. His books were first coming out in these cheap, poorly done paperbacks with no photographs, with poorly done diagrams, were terrible. She put him out in a hardback. She did do diagrams, much better presentation of his work when she did it. However, she became very distrustful of Sitchin. What Barbara Hand Clough has said to me, and I'm saying it to everybody here on the air, is that she believed Zachariah Sitchin was a Mossad spy. He was born in Palestine, and it is an agent of the Israeli government, and that he has a distinct agenda for wanting to say that warfare came from the aliens who came into the Middle East. So the Middle East should always be a bastion of warfare because we are descended from these warlike Anunnaki who fought these great wars of gods and men. That was his second book, and et cetera, et cetera. For an agenda to keep the idea that there should be perpetual war because it's in our nature. It was bred into us by the Anunnaki. Let me say another thing.
He was born in Azerbaijan and raised in Palestine.
Exactly. And there's evidence that he was connected to the Mossad. There is not one Sumerian scholar today, either academic or alternative, that agrees totally with his translation. He was all by himself, and it's pretty clear he may have made some of them up.
You are saying what I suspected and didn't want to utter on this program, so I'm glad that you said it.
You're in the public eye. I do this all the time on Facebook, and I get attacked, as Brian knows, and people come after me, and blah, blah, blah. Oh, you know, this and that and this and that. But, you know, we have to tell it like it is. I mean, there are a lot of other researchers out there today that are not honest either. This is why when you come across somebody like Brian Foster, you pay respect, because it's a man that's honest and truly dedicated to what he's doing. But there are many, many people out there today that are just into ego, just into promoting their own self-identity, and have really not done for work.
Why?